Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, last week we talked about the change in the practice and how things had changed from the time I came until the present day. Today we're going to talk a little bit about my family life and how it's changed. Rosemary and I moved down here in 1970. We actually moved in June 30th in 1970 in the house we still live in. We started practice that same time, one day earlier than we planned on it, but we started at that time and it was just she and I. We had been married 6 years and had no children, but 1971, Doug showed up. 1972, David, my mother figured out 13 months and 13 days later. Then in about 1975, Mary Kathleen, our daughter Kate, most of you know her by that if you know her at all, and she showed up. So all at once, we had 3 children, and things were starting to go. Our practice was building. We were getting more and more clients and enjoying life. Then in about 1976, things changed again for us in the fact that I bought out my first partner. Dr. Dick Odegaard and I established a practice right out of school. We graduated from veterinary school, came down here, built the building that we have the practice in now. Rosemary and I bought a house. We practiced out of the house from July 1st until October 31st of 70. Moved into the clinic at that time and been in the same place ever since. So because I brought Dick out, I was running about a 2.5-man practice all by myself. So the years of 76 and 77 are all kind of a big blur because I was working like 17-hour days and got really tired and had a really big awakening at one point when son David said to his mother, "Mommy, when is Daddy going to come home and live with us again?" That shakes up a dad. If you're not a dad, you will understand someday perhaps what that means to you. He hadn't seen me for 3 days because I was gone in the morning before he got up and he was sound asleep in bed by the time I got home. Didn't stop for lunch too many times during that time. So I changed my life and made sure that I saw my kids every single day so they knew that Dad was still living at their house. That's life-changing, I'll tell you. So in 1977, I got Dr. Roger Gibson to join our practice. He became a partner and stayed with me till 1986. In 1986, he decided he wanted to do something different, and he went to work for the United States military and the Air Force, did some really crazy stuff for them. He did not work as a veterinarian, as you and I think about it. He worked in the medical field for the Air Force, and sometime I'll tell you that story, which is fascinating. So in 1986, I became a solo practitioner, and I thought, what are we going to do now? Dr. Victoria was in practice here, as he is now, and he and I talked about becoming partners, and to be real honest with you, neither one of us wanted to do that. So we developed a system where he takes every Wednesday afternoon and evening off, I take every Thursday afternoon and evening off, and we switch weekends. That has worked fantastic. Most of our colleagues in the profession can't understand how it works, but it works great for he and I. We're friends. We get along great. We talk about what happens when we're not on call and those kinds of things that, you know, friends do. Because of that, we figured up one day, and we tried really hard to get this accurate, that from 1986 to now, there's probably been no more than 24 total hours that there hasn't been a veterinarian available in the city of Atlantic. Now, for a town the size of ours, that's almost a miracle. Most towns our size, when the veterinarian has to leave or the veterinarians have to leave, they just leave and hope you find somebody else. We've tried not to do that in town, and so hopefully that will continue in the future, and I'm pretty sure that it will. Well, then things started changing again. When Doug graduated from college with his audiology degree, he moved back to Atlantic and established Audiological Services of Iowa, ASI, which is right up the street from me on 6th Street, across from the library. He and Jill have 2 children, Cooper and Reagan. And then a few years ago, David and his family moved back. David and Jennifer moved back. David had retired from Gateway Corporation, and so they decided that Atlantic was a good place for David to be raised. He thought it'd be a good place for his children to get raised. Since then, Catherine, Scott, Thomas, and Mary are all here, and we are enjoying all 6 of our grandchildren right here in Atlantic, Iowa. Our daughter Kate and her husband Tim haven't gotten around to move back yet, although I think if the right job opportunity came up, they might come and join the rest of the family. They do like Atlantic. Tim's a Chicago boy, but he really, really does like to come back to Atlantic and mess around in a smaller town. So life has changed for us in the last 43 years. started here when I was 25, and now I'm 68. I'll be 69 in April, and so change happens. The one thing that I will guarantee you has changed in my life, and that is I got old. Just happened to happen. I don't know what happened, but all at once you wake up one morning, you look in the mirror, and God, there's somebody older in there than you thought there should be. This is Dr. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa, and as always, our number is 243-2121. Next week, we'll talk about some other changes.